Blog Talk Radio.
EASL Radio, live and in color. It's me, Kamish T, here in Bristol, Connecticut. Show 14. Can you believe show 14? I'm amazed that, I guess I'm not amazed we lasted this long, but I'm amazed that 14 shows have gone by so quickly. 14 is, you know, that's a lot of shows. All of our shows, I believe every one of them has been 2 hours, so that's a lot of airtime. That's a lot of things to talk about, but here we are, and tonight promises to be, arguably one of the most influential nights of the Madden year. Definitely the news that we will be releasing tonight will be talked about on many message boards out in the Madden community, probably as soon as tonight. And it's a pretty powerful statement that will be released tonight. I'm hoping to get a couple of specific guests on to help me announce this news. They said that they would make every effort to be there. Either way, I'm sure they'll be listening. But as Madden is our love, we all have families and jobs and commitments, and sometimes schedules just get in the way. So hopefully those two guests can join me in a bit, and we can lay this on the Madden community. But, you know, hang in there, because it's definitely news that will, I don't want to say it'll shake the foundation, but it's pretty big news. It's pretty, pretty big news. We're not going to get to that right away. We're going to do some other things first. It's going to be just like TV. You know, you want to know what's going to happen at the end of the show, you got to wait. Now, we're not going to do it at the very end of the show, but the announcement will be coming shortly. So hang in there, and, you know, if you don't know by now, you can call into the show at 347-838-9525. And you can call in and just listen. That is okay, although I can't tell on my end if you're calling in to just listen, if you're calling in to make comments or questions. So if I see a number calling in, I will certainly, I'm gonna answer the call and see if you have something to say or if you're just listening. You can certainly listen on Blog Talk Radio, as many of you are. You can contact me directly live on the show. You can call in 347-838-9525. You can catch me on EAFL Commissioner, and that is on AOL. I'm on live right now. And you can also send me an email at EAFLradio@EAFLmadden.com, and I will get that as well, and ask anything you want to ask about the league. The only thing I will not answer at this point is any information on the special announcement. That's going to have to wait just a little bit, but I promise you it's coming tonight, and I promise you that it is worth the wait. Tonight we're going to discuss, briefly I'm going to discuss the Madden 09 demo. If anybody has it and wants to call in and talk about it, please do. Going to talk about the first week of EAFL NCAA. Going to talk about our end of version year awards. Member Jay Bev took this as a task onto himself and organized a little committee. And I understand we got about 10 people to actually vote. It's a pretty decent number considering it's the first time that we've done something like this officially. And I'm going to go through the categories and tell you who won in what category, and I might give a couple of comments on whether I agree or disagree, but we're going to go through that. And, you know, we will try, if possible, to hit on some NFL news. As everyone knows, I believe by now all training camps have started. If they haven't, they're a day or two away from starting, but all the NFL training camps should be underway by this point or very close to, and preseason games are 2 weeks away. So, you know, we are at the beginning of the NFL season, and along with that is the release of Madden 09 due out August 12th. You know, and I've had several people tell me that they were going to you know, look out for me in AT. I'm going to try to get you a copy of the game. A couple guys said they're going to give it to me for free. Some guys said that, you know, I'm going to, you know, you're going to have to pay for it a little bit more, but I'll get it to you early. So, hey, I'm putting it out there to the community. If anybody out there wants to hook me up, I'll pay for the game. I'm not asking for a handout, but, you know, if there's a way to get me a copy of the game early, I'd appreciate it. The game comes out on the 12th, and then I am out of town taking a little vacation from the 13th through the 16th. So if I can get the game a little bit early, it would just give me a little time to get into it a bit before I go on my little vacation, which I'm pretty excited about, actually. So, you know, here I am reaching out to the world. Anybody wants to help me out, you know how to reach me. Let's check the phone lines and see who's here now and see if he has a comment or if he's just listening. 570, what's going on?
I'm just listening. It's Uncle Ant.
Uncle Ant, my brother. How you doing, man? How you doing?
All right, what's up, man?
All right. Hey, I'm going to go over the week one, NCAA week one standings. And so when I do that, I'm going to plug back. I'm going to get you to come in and comment, okay?
Okay.
All right. Excellent. All right. And I believe this is the primetime king.
Yeah, I wanted you to mute me right now. I was just going to listen in until, you know, later on.
That's
in the
fine.
Show.
All right, I'll get you back on later on. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, like I said, guys, you can call in and you can listen and check out the show, or you can you go online and check out the show. You can go to the chat room online. We got six guys in there now. So, you know, check out the chat room. Go on AOL and, you know, let's see what's going on. Let's see, going to the AIM for comments, and just a couple of guys saying, hey, good luck, have a good show, thanks a lot, appreciate the support. If anybody in the chat room can just confirm, I got one person saying that they cannot hear anything, so if someone else can in the chat room can confirm that the signal is going through, we did have this problem once before, and I just want to make sure that we don't have any technical issues before I jump right into some things. So if anybody in the chat room can confirm that they can hear me, that would be great. I know the guys on the call can hear, but I'm not sure if the chat room can hear. And I know that we had this issue once before. So, all right, so no one is confirming. So I'm going to get back to the chat room in a minute, but it is possible that we're having some technical difficulties. If anybody who is on AIM can just confirm that they can hear me outside of the chat room, that would be helpful. Again, we did have technical difficulties once before with Blog Talk Radio, so I just want to make sure that, okay, again, a couple people saying they can hear me. Appreciate that, guys. I just want to make sure that I'm not just sitting here talking to myself. I know the show gets archived, but I want to make sure that everybody can hear what's going on. All right, so first thing I'm going to do is just give a quick update on the fantasy football and on the NCAA Dynasty League. First on the Dynasty League, Pimmer and I, and I just want to thank Pimmer. He's been doing some really good work, and I can tell that he's going to be a great commissioner for our Dynasty League. We have not got it underway yet. We have been following some other leagues. There's a couple of other leagues on the Sports Gamer site, and there's other leagues outside of Sports Gamers, and we've been kind of watching, and there have been problems with the NCAA Dynasty. There have been some problems, and so we're just kind of waiting to see if those things can work themselves out. But in the meantime, we are at the final stages of really the last thing. I think we have selected all of the owners that are going to get a team, and now it's just a matter of what teams are going to be available. And we're doing that as we speak, trying to decide what teams in that process. And I'd say sometime this week we're going to get it up and running. We do want to make sure some of the bugs have been worked out as well, or at least there's ways to circumvent the bugs. But we expect that to be rolling sometime this week. And the fantasy football train has worked very hard on that, and we have figured out who is going to be in the league, and there's a few people that still need to confirm or that Train needs to confirm that will be in the Fantasy Football League. Remember, there is a charge. It's $20 to be in the league, and it is not refundable at all. So once you pay it, the only way you're going to get anything back is if you win. And we'll probably do winner and runner-up. So Super Bowl or championship winner and championship loser will get something. Obviously, the winner is going to get a larger piece of the pie. But we figure if you make it that far, you should get something. And as we've discussed last year and we're going to do this year, we are going to do some sort of keeper system, one or two players. We haven't quite ironed that out yet, but we are going to do a keeper system. We talked about it. We liked it. And now that we're getting a little momentum in the fantasy football, now in our third season, it just makes sense to do that. And Commish Train agreed. So, and that email should actually, or post should go up within the next couple of days, with some details on how to pay me and a deadline. And we have a waiting list. And so I will tell everybody now, once the deadline is posted, if I don't receive the money by the deadline, unless it's some really weird extenuating circumstance and you let me know, then you'll be replaced. We're not waiting around. We're going to get this going early and often. So, you know, that's kind of our philosophy, is we're not sitting back waiting on people. We're going to get it going. Coach K would certainly also ask me to remind everybody in NCAA League to get their games in. I know he sent out an email today to people that he considered to be a little bit behind the pace. So main thing is just, you know, either one, get your games in, or two, let Coach K know that you're still down to play for the NCAA League and you're in good shape. So if there's any questions anybody has on any of that stuff, you know, first and foremost, this is a show about the EAFL. And even though we talk about a lot of things and we have the big announcement later on, you know, we do want to allow our members to join in and comment on things that are going on with the league. So if anybody has any questions, feel free to call in. And I'll say again, the number is 347-838-9525. And you can also email me at EAFLradio@EAFLMadden.com. And you can also hit me up on Instant Messenger at EAFLCommissioner, and that's on AOL. So plenty of ways to chime in and get on to the show tonight. Even though we're gonna talk about the announcement a little bit later and what that means for Madden 09, I did want to take just a minute and talk about the game. I did go out and purchase the Just One Play DVD, and that is how you can get the demo now, is to go out and purchase Just One Play. Actually, I happen to have it handy. So it is by the NFL in Just One Play, the big men of the NFL, hosted by Chad Johnson. And it also has, and it's only for the 360, so sorry PS2 and Wii and PS3 guys, but it's only for the Xbox 360. And you get a demo of Madden 09, and the demo's limited. And I'm probably telling most people what they already know, but there's always some people that don't know. So the demo is limited to what they call a Madden moment. You first start off with the new IQ test. And, of course, I made the mistake of recording, like, my second or third IQ test and posting it on YouTube. And my first or second time, probably, I think it was my second time or third, I'm not sure, actually playing the game. And I recorded it using Blitzcast. And, Blitzcast getting a free plug for me tonight. I recorded it on Blitzcast and sent it out, posted on YouTube for everybody to see. And all I got was comments about how I sucked. And I'm thinking, geez, you know, all I was trying to do was offer something for people to see. Not everybody has seen the Madden 09 gameplay, and I probably should have played it for a day first. Now I'm pretty good at it, but I just wanted to get some gameplay out there for everybody to see. But it starts with a Madden moment, it starts with the IQ test, then it goes to a Madden moment. The IQ test is in four areas, running the ball, tackling, passing the ball, and then pass defense. And you do plays, and it's kind of a virtual reality-looking field. Makes you think back to that movie Tron a little bit. It's kind of a virtual reality type field. And And it's pretty cool. And at the end of it, it gives you a grade. You start off at 500 as the maximum, and then it takes points away every time you screw up. And so you do that, and then it takes you right into the demo itself. And what it is it's called a Madden moment. So you can actually go in and relive key moments in NFL history. Apparently that's going to be part of the game. So this Madden moment is Super Bowl 40, I think 41 was the, or 42. No, I think it was 42. The last Super Bowl was 42. If anybody wants to just verify that for me. But the Madden moment is the Giants and the Patriots, and it's the Giants' last drive to win the game. And you start off with a 4th-and-1 at the 1 yard line, which I didn't realize. So, of course, when I didn't convert the very first play, it was over and I had to do it over again. And the object is to score. You have all your timeouts. You've got about a minute and change, maybe a minute and 40 seconds or so, all your timeouts. And, you know, the object is to score a touchdown. And once you score it, that's it. You don't get to play defense. You do have what I think is a full playbook to use. I would imagine that it is the Giants playbook, but I don't know. But it appears to be a full playbook. You can do it over and over as many times as you want, which so it gets kind of fun. And if you don't have the ability to go out and buy the demo, and I bought it at Best Buy. I checked Walmart first because Walmart's closer to me where I live, and they didn't have it. And I went to Best Buy, and I had to look a little bit, but it was there. And it was in the regular DVD section. They had sports videos all together, different sports like Ultimate Fighting and all that, and I found it there. I had a few copies left when I picked it up. It was $16.99 plus tax. By now, if you've waited this long, I hear that on August 1st, it will be available on Xbox Live. From what I've read, it's the same demo. If anybody has any factual information differently, but from what I read, it is the exact same demo on Xbox Live that'll be available Friday, August 1st. If you can't wait till Friday and you're just dying to get your hands on an 09 or a piece of 09, then, hey, run out and get that DVD. As far as specifics go, I didn't really play it enough, and you can only play offense. And from what I've read, it's set on All-Pro. So you don't really walk away with a great feel on what the changes are going to be. But I can tell you things like jetpacking and rocket catching are toned way, way down. Running the ball was certainly – you're able to do under-center plays, which was pretty interesting for me because – for 08, you pretty much run a shotgun the whole game. So running under center was pretty good, no matter how much heat the defense brought. And they brought a lot of heat because that's the last drive of the game. So they were bringing heat. And I know it's not a manual person that can set up a nano, but they still brought pretty good heat. And you're still able to go ahead and do some under center stuff. I thought the game was smooth. I thought that the game feel was very smooth, very precise. And, you know, the passing with Eli Manning, and I don't know if it's just Eli Manning because I don't play with the Giants ever. Sorry, Nelly now, but I just don't. But that said, there were a few passes that just went nowhere, and I think it was me. I don't think it was the game. I just think that the passing is just much more precise from what I could feel, and there were a few that I just threaded. You know, Shockey and Burris, you know, just threaded the needle and bam, they caught it, but it was like right on a string. So overall, I think there's a lot of potential. The game felt really good. I actually want to play it a little bit more than NCAA right now. I'd rather just sit up and play that. You know, I know another commissioner of another league who actually played it all afternoon, and he sent out some messages on Xbox Live, and he actually did win a lot deeper than I did. So you can pick up some things from having that demo. I would recommend it just because, you know, if you're a Madden head, you got to have the demo. So even if you wait till Friday or you go get it now, you got to have the demo. You got to go ahead and get it. The graphics are really strong. It's a night game, and the little things like the sidelines and the stands and the field and the players is just a little bit better. You know, just a little bit crisper. And I was actually playing it on 480p on my TV as opposed to 1080i or 1080p, which is you know, the level of TVs that most of us are playing with these days. I have a 1080i TV, but I don't have the HD Blitzbox, so my Blitzbox will only broadcast up to 480p, so I actually have to change the settings to do that. So even on 480p, I haven't looked at it yet on 1080i, but I can only imagine how good it really will look now. So I'm encouraged. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to Madden 09 coming out. I'm even looking more forward to it with the big announcement that we'll be making in a little while tonight. Stay tuned. It's sure to impress a lot of people out there, and it's sure to shake up the community just a bit. But you know what? Why not? That's what we're here for, right? So if anybody has any comments, if anybody else has Madden 09, the demo, and they want to call in and talk a little bit about it, give me a call, 347-838-9525. I'd love to hear other people's thoughts or, you know, what they think about the demo. Maybe you've played it a little bit more, or maybe you, have some different thoughts than I do, so feel free to give me a call. Okay, I want to go to the end of version year awards now before we look at NCAA week one. And this was an idea, I think, quite frankly, that this was something that was stolen off of, the concept was stolen off of another Madden site. And, honestly, I think we're an original enough league where we don't need to do that. But that said, I decided, well, if there's enough energy behind it, then let's go ahead and do it. Now, the good news is, even though the concept of having the awards might have been borrowed, the actual categories appear to be original. There might be some similarities, because how many categories can you really have? But I was encouraged to know that no one just went over there and just stole or just copy, cut and pasted their categories. So, that's encouraging to know. So JBev actually, JBev's been in the league for, I don't know, 5-6 seasons maybe, one of the better participants as far as skill goes, and someone we're hoping joins us as we make the tournament rounds this year. He's actually had some of the better user skills that I've seen in this game, particularly on the offensive side, really, really good user skills. And he's just a top baller. And I think that if he can make it to some of the Madden challenges, Player Bowl or whatever out there, I think that he'll quickly make a name for himself. But that said, he offered to take the lead. And, when we do anything, I like us to make sure that we do it right. And so, sometimes people think I get a little bit like a dictator. That's the term that's been used. But, it's the image of the league, and if we're going to do anything, I want to make sure that if it has EAFL on it, that it represents all the hard work that so many people have put into making this league. And the first time we published something that we just threw together, what does that say about our league? So I saw that, I jumped in, I said, hey, JBev, let's talk. If you really want to do this right, let's talk about it. He did. He contacted me. We emailed back and forth a few times, and I was okay with what he wanted to do. So I said, hey, so let me thank him, because a lot of guys talk about doing certain awards and doing things, and they don't follow through. They don't see it through to the end. And he did. He saw it through. He got a group of guys together to make this happen. And at the end, we had 10 people send in their votes, which I think is great for a first dry run. So let me recognize his hard work and his contribution to the league. It's greatly appreciated. And, with no further ado, let me go through and read these awards. At the top of my head, it looks like roughly 20 categories. And, pretty interesting. The first one, and this is the end of version year awards, which means, Madden 08's done. We finished our seasons. All of our leagues stopped for Madden 08. And, we're gearing up for Madden 09. And if you want to join the EAFL, that's EAFLmadden.com/join. I tried to send a message out to all those YouTubers out there who wanted to criticize my game. They thought they were so good, they need to come in and join the league and match up against my crew, and let's see how good you really are. And, of course, none of them have responded. So, but to anybody else out there, EAFLmadden.com/join. All invites for Madden 09 will be sent out prior to the drop of 09. So if you've signed up, you do not need to re-sign up. But they will be sent out within the next couple of weeks. We're only a few weeks away now to Madden 09. We're roughly about two and a half weeks away, so it's coming quickly. First award, end of version year awards. Best poster goes to Coach K. And we'll hear Coach K's name a few times tonight. But Coach K gets the best poster award. I'm going to respectfully disagree. I think Coach is a great poster. But I would give it to Wingman. Wingman would be my best poster award. I think that Wingman gives you comedy, and he also can he can debate with you, and he brings facts, but he can also make a funny joke. So while I respect Coach K's posting, I think he's a very articulate brother, and I don't have any it's not like I would overrule it and say no, he can't get the award. I think he's a great poster. And he probably could get the award for the most posts. but I would right now, I think Wingman just has the whole package when it comes to posting. Nothing personal, Coach. You're still my boy. Funniest poster goes to Kane. Insane Kane with the funniest post. I have no problem with that. I think he's a funny poster, too. And his sense of humor on the boards, he doesn't take any of it seriously. And I think it's funny, and I commend him because he knew kind of when to stop with the gay stuff that's been going on the boards with him and a few other people, and it's a couple of jokes are fine, but some of these guys, man, they get a little too comfortable talking about being gay, and it's supposed to be funny, and I don't know, it ain't funny to me. Worst poster goes to, let's see if he's ready to, he's actually on hold, and worst poster goes to the one and only Primetime King. Worst poster. Primetime, can you talk? You got a second?
Yeah, I can talk. I'm good, man.
All right. I'm just bringing you back on to congratulate you on getting the worst poster award.
Oh, man.
Why do you think you got that award?
Because when I get excited, I look down at the keyboard, and I just type fast as hell, and I hit that reply button, I don't go through with no spell checking or like that. I mean, it's all good,
Yeah, I think when we coined the term typing with a broken keyboard, we were thinking about you, man. We were thinking about you. Well, hey, congratulations. Congratulations on the award. I guess, I can't think of anybody who would deserve it more.
Wait a minute. So you can tell me that Charges for Life is a better poster than me? Come on now.
Hey, I'm only telling you this is the fans. This is the fans. This isn't the commissioner's side. And this is the fans. This is the members of the league. So you get the toilet bowl award for that one.
All
right.
Okay.
I'm gonna put you back on mute. Hang in there.
All right.
All right. All right. So that's the worst poster. All right. Now the next one. This is a community show, and we have people of all ages, and so I have to figure out how to translate this one into user friendly language. But I guess the best way to describe it is someone who really just hangs out on the message board and just and Jay Bev, I got you in the chat room. I also got you on AIM. So if I'm wrong with how I'm explaining it, just go ahead and jump in any second. But this is the post. I can't say the word on. I don't want to say the word on the air. But someone who really hangs around a lot in the message boards, and just kind of hangs out. And next thing you know, there they are again and again and again. And, let's see. Okay, he's telling me best spammer maybe. Coach K is saying postaholic. Quite frankly, if we were on our old boards, and let me just take this minute, as my brain goes in many different directions, to remind everybody you can find us on sportsgamer.com. We are partnered with Sports Gamer, and we moved our forums to the Sports Gamer site, and quite frankly, it's been a great move, I think, for both parties. And so if you want to, you know, our forums are public forums. They are a subsection of the Sports Gamer site. But the Sports Gamer forums are so huge. There's so much information there. I mean, really, even if you have no interest in the EASL and you're a video game person, come check them out. There's so much information on their on their site and on their forums for everybody. But that said, when we, I think had we not moved our forums, Dub C would have won this hands down, without a conversation. But he had some technical difficulties getting on the new forums, and so we haven't seen much of them. But that said, the winner of this award is S-Jack and Fastball, and that's a tie between S-Jack and Fastball, which I don't see it in S-Jack, but I'm not going to knock it. I do see it in Fastball. But I don't see it in S-Jack, but I do see it in Fastball. I had Fastball on Instant Messenger. I was going to ask him for his comments, but he signed off. So, I see Fastball is in the tape. Fastball, do you have any comments on your award for being a spamaholic? You are considered a spamaholic on the message boards. Let's see if he's got any comments. And Jay Bev used the appropriate term in the chat room. And guys, you know, if you're on blogtalkradio.com listening to the show, click on chat and join the chat room. We got about a dozen guys in the chat room right now, and feel free. I guess Fastball is trying to, you know, get his thoughts together. So we're gonna go go back to Fastball and see if he has any thoughts. Most clutch player goes to the one and only DC Bama. Least clutch player goes to Too Cool by one vote over Tiki and Vince, Vince being the primetime king. But the actual award goes to Too Cool as the least clutch player. So Bama is the most clutch, and Too Cool is the least clutch. Let's see. S-Jack has commented on being a spamaholic because he thinks that they voted for him because he went crazy during the trash-talking season. Yeah, he was definitely a trash talker. There's no doubt about it, so maybe that's why. Okay, well, that makes sense. Our last season was appropriately named the season of trash talk, and some guys actually took it right to the limit. And I'm getting another message that said S-Jack even voted for himself. So I guess S-Jack wanted that award. Well, you wanted it, you got it, brother. All right. Best offense, J-Beb by one vote over Bama. I think that's fair. Most original offense is Too Cool. I don't remember if I played Too Cool because I certainly would like to. I don't remember playing him, so I can't comment on that one. But most original offense, and I tell you, that's a great award to have for this year because I tell you, as much as I agree with everybody's right to play the game as they see fit, what was really frustrating me was playing people and seeing the same stuff game after game and just getting a little tired of seeing people doing the same stuff as if there was only three or four ways to play Madden 08. And so it's nice when you got a guy like Too Cool who's so talented and can be original in how he plays. So congratulations. Best defense goes to S-Jack. I can't disagree with it. He's a Super Bowl champion, and I can't disagree with it. But you know, I cannot ever pass up an opportunity to remind S-Jack that I am undefeated against him. So I just got to throw that out there. So 1-0 S-Jack. Most original defense also goes to S-Jack. So he has the best defense and the most original defense. All right. Best offensive stick skills goes to J-Bev. I agree with that. I don't even think that was that hard. There have been guys in the league that have great stick skills but didn't hang around long enough to be noticed, and J-Bev has been around. So, J-Bev. Let me also say that I don't know if you guys are in Connecticut or in the greater Connecticut area. We've been having some major thunderstorms today and tonight. And if for some reason I stop talking, it might be because I lost power or something. I'm hoping that doesn't happen. But just want to throw that out there because we've had some pretty last night had some good ones, and then this afternoon it came rumbling through again, and I can hear them rumbling outside right now. So hopefully, you know, we'll be okay till 10 o'clock. Best defensive stick skills, S-Jack, and yes, Jack won that one unanimously. So you have best offensive stick skills, J-Beb, and best defensive stick skills, S-Jack. So congratulations there. Worst stick goes to Bama. I saw that, and I said, you know, Bama is the king of the Jedi mind trick. He has guys thinking he's got no stick. And, you know, I played a guy, and I don't see why people say he has no stick. I know he didn't use her as much this year as he's been known to in the past, but, you know, he'll pull out a user when he needs to. But, you know, hey, people say that he's got the worst stick, so, hey, go for it. You know, I'm surprised I didn't get that one, quite frankly, because I don't use her anything. So I'm kind of surprised I didn't get that one. And Coach K is saying it should have been him. Yeah, I'd say between him and me, between you and me, Coach, we played each other and watched the computer battle. Neither one of us used or anything. So let's see. All right. I guess it's supposed to be a kind of a joke that Bama gets this award. So, okay. Ha-ha. Best single season run, minus the playoffs, J-Bev with the Raiders. Agreed with that. Best playoff run, live for the game with the Buccaneers. Okay, I guess. I don't even know if he's around anymore, but congratulations. Best overall player goes to Bama. It's amazing that this guy we started in Madden 05 with the league, and pretty much through four versions of Madden, he's remained as one of the top ballers. I just want to see what happens and how Bama handles it if a day comes where he's no longer that feared foe. You know, could 09 be the year that Bama becomes an average player and has 7-9, 6-10 seasons, maybe comes through with a 9-7 season but struggles? Could 09 be the year, you know, where there are less gimmicks and less video game schemes, and guys that really understand how football goes can step up and be competitive? We don't know. We hear it every year, and every year we hope it's there. We don't know. But you know, as of now, he's considered the best overall player, and that one is not a joke. That one is for real. So congratulations, Bama. Best single season for a player, Leonard Little with the Casper had the Rams. I think Leonard Little plays for the Rams. And Casper had him, and I don't know what the stats were, but that said, good job there. I believe that was Casper's Super Bowl year, so good job there. Most surprising single season, Drewski's run to the Final Four with the Broncos. Yeah, I'd say that. I'd say that Drewski has not traditionally been a top baller, so that would certainly qualify. Rookie of the year, go to J-Bev. So congratulations again, J-Bev. J-Bev's racking up some awards here. I'm wondering if the ballot box was loaded here a little bit, you know. I'm being told that Leonard Little had 50-plus sacks, so there you have it. And let's see, best rivalry, S-Jack versus Casper. By one vote over Fastball and Coach K. You know what? I don't see this one at all. This, to me, Fastball, Coach K, hands down. I don't see the S-Jack-Casper rivalry as heated. Coach K and Fastball, you know, two veterans of the league, two founding members of the league, and, you know, it got to words. It got personal, you know, and that's surprising that, you know, it got to that point with these two guys. And that's why I would say that their rivalry should have been the rivalry of the year, in my opinion. S-Jack over Casper was okay, but I would give it to Fastball over Coach K. Best Trash Talker, I don't see this one at all. This award should be for the best idiot. Best Trash Talker to someone who's not in the league. I was actually thrown out of the league by me, the student, and he was not thrown out for being a trash talker because we love good trash talk. He was thrown out of the league for disrespecting the league, and that is not something that we will tolerate on any level. But he won the award, so I guess people enjoyed his he did have a I guess maybe this is why he did have a thread where he would, and I have to be user friendly with how I explain this to everybody, but he had a certain term that he used when he would win a game, and he had those victims on that term on that list, and that was actually pretty funny. You know, and if that's why people say he won, okay, I guess I can't argue that, because that actually was pretty funny. If he knew how to keep it, you know, within gameplay and just respect the league, he'd probably still be here. But you know, he didn't respect the league. So, that's that. But hey, congratulations to the student, wherever you are, student. Upset of the year, Chargers for life over Casper. And this is the infamous, Casper go perfect stop post where everyone tried to figure out what exactly does this guy mean. And, Chargers for life upset Casper and stopped Casper's perfect season. I can honestly say, had I been able to call a timeout in my game versus JBev, that I think that game would have been the upset of the year, considering my second game against JBev didn't go so well. But that game, I had everything clicking, and for some reason I could not call a timeout. I still think it was my joystick, or my controller, I should say. But, you know, and we went into overtime, and I ended up losing. I do know that I was nominated for Choke of the Year, and the term was that I did not call a timeout. But as I clearly documented, even to the point where after my second and third problem with that controller, I just went out and bought a new controller, it was the controller not reacting to the timeout button. It was not me. I was trying to call a timeout, and I just couldn't get it to respond. But that said, the choke of the year is not me. It is Tiki choking away a perfect season to Keegan in the playoffs. You know, I guess my only comment on that would be Keegan has shown, you know, to be a pretty good baller. He's won a Super Bowl. He went back to the Super Bowl back-to-back years. So I don't know if I don't know if that's a choke, quite frankly. You know, but hey, that's how the votes went down. So, you know, that's what we will go with. Primetime King wants everybody to know that Chargers for Life should have been the worst poster and not him. And we'll have Primetime on in a little bit. Most Improved, Rye Dog. I don't have an issue with that. I think that Coach K was nominated, and I probably think Coach K should be right up there. He's certainly, you know, making the playoffs and, you know, that kind of stuff. I think he's done well. But no problem with Rye Dog. Most Helpful, Bama. Yeah, that's an easy one. Bama wants everybody to be his friend. So Bama is the most helpful. And the quote of the year is Casper go perfect stop. That term was used over and over and over and over again. It's something that will just be a part of the EAFL forever. Unfortunately, because of the lack of literacy that this teenage member was showing, but nevertheless, it was something pretty funny. And the last award was the Best Commissioner Award, and the nominees were Tiki, Coach K, and myself, and Coach K wins the Best Commissioner Award. I mean, you know, not to be, how do I say this, not to be biased, I think any of the commissioners in this league could win that award. I think Coach K does a tremendous job, but you know what? Nelly Nell, Tiki for the 360 League, he also does a tremendous job. I think Wingman, people forgot, maybe Wingman coached, commissioned the PS2 League. As the PS2 League was dying, you know, as the interest in PS2 was really waning, I think that Wingman was commissioning that. And I think that, you know, he did a great job. And I'm only as good as my commissioners. So, you know, if I have great commissioners, then that makes me a great commissioner just based on the team that I've assembled. And I got to be honest, I think these commissioners are great, and I think that makes me great. You know, and if they suck, then I would have to say I suck too. You know, I live and die off of their work and their reputation. So I think any of the commissioners could have won. And I want to congratulate all the commissioners. And real quick, I'll just run through the list because I made my comments in case people just want to hear them without any comments. Best poster, Coach K. Funniest poster, Insane Kane. Worst poster, Primetime King. Post-tour, tie between S-Jack and Fastball. I said it once, can't say it twice. Most clutch player, the DC Bama. Least clutch player, Too Cool. Best offense, J-Bev. Most original offense, Too Cool. Best defense, S-Jack. Most original defense, S-Jack. Best offense, stick skill, J-Bev. Best defense stick skills, S-Jack. Worst stick, Bama, haha. Best single season, no playoffs, J-Bev with the Raiders. Best playoff run, live for the game with the Buccaneers. Best overall player, the DC Bama. Best single season player, Leonard Little. Most surprising single season, Drewski's run to the Final Four with the Broncos. EAFL Rookie of the Year, J-Bev. Best rivalry, S-Jack versus Casper. Best trash talker, The Student. Upset of the Year, Chargers for Life. Choke of the Year, Tiki choking away perfect season to Keegan in the playoffs. Most improved, Rye Dog. Most helpful, to DC Bama. Quote of the Year, Casper, go perfect stop. Best commissioner, Coach K. So I want to congratulate all the award winners, even the tongue-in-cheek award winners, for a great version year. Madden comes out 2 weeks, 2 days. And I believe that's right. Is it 2 weeks and 2 days? August 12th. We're looking at August 1st is, 2 weeks and 2 days. So, you know, how many of you are going out at midnight and getting Madden 09? How many of you are, you know, going to get the game early? How many of you are going to have a Madden party? You know, I hear that in a lot of places around the country, people have Madden parties. It's a game that sells about 10 million a year. So, you know, when you have that many people buying one video game all over the world, you know, how are you celebrating the release of Madden? If you want to call in and talk about that, that's fine. The other thing I want to mention, what we would like to do, I talked about this a while back, but what we would like to do, I'd like to do a show sometime in the month of August that we can do for all of your girlfriends, wives, significant others. And I want them to call in, and I want to hear their Madden stories. We talked about this when we started the show, I honestly can't remember. This was not necessarily my idea. I think someone else came up with this idea, and then I just kind of, as I normally do with other people's ideas, I embellish on them. But it was somebody's idea, and I thought it was a great idea to do a show with wives and girlfriends and have them call in. And, you know, and I want full disclosure. I want them saying, my husband is, you know, J-Bev, or my boyfriend is Nelly Nell. And I want to hear the stories. How does Madden get in the way of your social life? You know, how do you adjust? I mean, we are about to enter into Madden mania here, the Madden holiday. And, you know, except me who chose to go on a vacation. Just the way schedules worked out, it was the days that worked out. So I'm not mad about it at all. So, but when I get back, I'll be a few days behind the curve, but that's okay. When I get back, I'm going to dive right into the game. But, you know, many of us, I mean, the month of August, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, you know, or longer, all we do really pretty much is go to work, go to school, whatever, and play Madden. And every now and then we'll slip in something that we need to do. But we get so tied up into the game, and, you know, many of us have relationships. I'm curious. We have to set this up now, guys. I want women to call in. When we do this show, I want to set up a show, and I don't want none of the guys calling in. I mean, we can do a couple show one night maybe, but I don't want you guys getting on the show and, you know, you gotta be all nice to your girl and the real you comes out and now that whole forum image is tainted because your girl's on the phone now and, oh, you know, you gotta be all nice. So let's just have the ladies call in and say, you know, this is what's going on in my relationship. And I want them to identify. And I'm reading some of the comments. Hey, ex-girlfriends can, as a matter of fact, ex-girlfriends even be more welcome. I want them to call in even more. I want them calling in saying, yeah, you know, my man, blah, blah, whatever they want to say, I want to hear it. You know, G-rated. I don't want any adult language, but I want to hear it. So think about it, guys. And, you know, we're going to always try to do things to make our show a little bit different from the other shows that go on out there. And quite honestly, you know, let me be clear. This is not limited to guys that are in the EAFL. Certainly we can start with that. This is anybody in the Madden community out there. Because we all go through the same thing, whether you play in the league or not. When the new Madden drops, we go into hibernation. You know, we go into like, okay, it's time to learn this game. You know, and that's all we do is sit and play that game. And so even if you're not in the league, if you're a tournament guy or if you're part of a crew or part of another Madden community, when that game comes out, it's all we do. And so I want to hear from all of you. And I want you guys, I mean, you can post comments on the Blog Talk Radio site, or you can come over to sportsgamer.com and check out the EAFL section. Go to the community section under EAFL League Central, and there's a section that's community, and that's really for anybody who has something they want to say. And you can go in there and just say, hey, I'm down, man. Let's do this show. I think it would be very, very entertaining. And that's what we aim to do is entertain you. So I'm really hoping that we can do something like that. All right, let's do a time check here. The time is 8:51, and I'm going to go to the phones now. I have a new caller calling in, so let me see who this might be. 702 area code, what can I do for you?
Hey, it's Chargers for Life.
Chargers for Life. Hey. So, you know, you won some awards, man.
I know.
So you won a couple awards, and we got – no, wait a minute. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. Let's see. Primetime King, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. So, you know, one award was for the worst poster, and Primetime King has won that award. Now – I would like to give the floor to the Primetime King, who has said to me that he thinks Chargers for Life should win that award. Now, Chargers, you're going to get a chance to respond, but Primetime, I want you to state your case. I happen to have the commissioner of the EAFL end-of-year awards on the chat room, and maybe if your case is compelling enough, you know, he can take a second look at it. But Chargers, you will get a chance to respond. But Vince, Primetime King, go ahead and state your case.
Well, it all boils down to I think that very same post that was titled "Cancer Go Perfect Stop." Everybody who you know replied in it was like, "Vince, you're bad, but this kid doesn't compare," you know. So I'm just going off the people's word, and to go to that you know to go to that post, you have to go back to the old forums, which you know. I don't know if you can look them up, but, you know.
Oh, no, I still have the old forms. They're not all those, everything's
still
intact.
If you go to that thread, then, you know, I'm just going off of everybody else's reply, which I, you know, I agree with.
Okay. So, just to clarify, your position is based off of that thread and everybody's response to that thread. Now, Chargers for Life, what's your response to that? What do you think?
I only made one bad thread. And it was off the heat of the moment. I just beat Casper. He was going his perfect season. I was going crazy. I was running around my house. I just wanted to say something real quick, and I wasn't really paying attention to what I was writing. But I was trying to say something like, he's going, now stop, no, perfect, all that, and it just didn't come out right.
Now, you also won the award for the quote of the year. So this clearly is a quote that will go down in the history of the EAFL. Now, you didn't intend that when you did that. Now, if you had a chance to do that title of that post again, what would you have titled it?
I don't even know. I mean, it was just one of those things. What I was thinking about was kind of showing how he was about to go perfect, but then it was just stopped by me in my first season. But I couldn't say it, kind of thing.
All right. Well, no, but now see, Vince is saying that's a sign of the fact that your posts are worse than his. So I'm saying, if you had a chance to do that thread over, what would the title of that post be?
I'm trying to think of
that. All right. So with that said, guys, I'm going to leave it out there for the guys in the league to think about it, because he's saying that he was rushing and he's saying that he's, he was so excited, but he's not giving us what he meant to post. So I think Vince might have a point, guys. You know, I'm gonna leave this to J-Bev and the team to think about, and maybe Vince can file a grievance. And
I got something.
Oh, you got something?
Yeah.
Did stepdad come through for you?
No, it was all me.
Come on now. I know stepdad's floating around back there helping you out now. Come on.
No, it was all me. See,
it was all you, okay.
We kind of beefing because I'm better than him in NCAA. So right now it goes, down goes Frazier.
Oh, you do mean down goes Casper, right?
Yeah, but I want a Frazier because everybody knows Frazier.
Okay, but if you put down, so you would say down goes Frazier on a thread? Okay. I guess that would be okay. All right, so I mean, you should thank your stepdad for giving you a suggestion. And hey, I got a question for you, Chargers for Life. Your stepdad's name in the league is Tashomi.
That's his real name.
Is it really?
Yeah, Tashomi.
That's his real name? Okay, I was gonna ask you what it meant, because I figured it meant something, you know. Okay, all right. Chargers, did you have anything else you want to say?
I'm just saying, waiting for Man 09. This is gonna be my championship.
I'm still gonna hold you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
All right.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. All right, Primetime King, I'm going to put you back on mute.
Okay.
Hang in there. All right. Man, all that static. Sorry, guys. You know, I gotta remind everybody that when you're on the air, you got to get rid of the background noises, turn the radio down, or turn the internet down, and you got to get rid of the background noises so that it comes through clearly. And use your outside voice. Don't talk like you're just talking to your buddy sitting next to you. Use your outside voice. All right, let me see. It is pretty close to 9 o'clock, and I think that we are pretty much about ready to make our announcement. Let me bring on my special guest. And Philly Ron, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm all right.
All right. You got the kids all settled away?
I'm actually just finished running up from upstairs to make sure the kids are fine.
All right. Sounds good.
I'm opening up this document. Let me just make sure I have everything set. Okay. We're good.
All right. Well, I'm gonna build the foundation a little bit here, and then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let Philly Ron actually make the announcement. But, you know, the foundation here is – you know, if you guys think back to some things that have gone on with the EAFL over the last, I'd say, 6 months or maybe even a little longer, We've had a very impressive showing at Players Bowl 1 and Players Bowl 2, you know, where we had a nice crew from the league go out and do well in both Players Bowl, represent the league, represent themselves very well. And during that time, we also made a lot of new friends and were able to connect usernames and Madden names and forum names with faces. Unfortunately, I was not out there, but, you know, upcoming tournaments, I'll be out there as well. But a lot of the top guys in the league were out there at these events representing the league really, really well. And the interest in the league grew from that point forward even quicker. We were then approached by Sports Gamer to say, you know, we like what you guys are doing. We think you're positive. And, you know, would you consider moving your message boards over to our site? We would appreciate, you know, another Madden entity working with us to help kind of rebuild our Madden section, because it's really, you know, not what we want it to be. And, you know, Rush and Fred over there have been just great, very accommodating in working with us to join the Sports Gamer site. So, you know, we had the growth with the tournament scene, and we had the growth with joining the Sports Gamer site. And we've always carried 4 or 5 leagues, and we're targeting maybe as many as 8 leagues, you know, by Halloween, if things go according to the plan. And so we've done leagues well, and during that time made some good friends. And so Philly Ron, a guy who has clearly shown the Madden community his love for the game and his love for the community, has worked hard to come up with something to kind of bridge the gap out there between, you know, kind of like the online player and the tournament head-to-head player. Both sides seem to think that they bring the better player to the game for whatever reason, and Philly Ron kind of thinks there's room for everybody, and there should be a lot of respect out there for both types of baller. And so what has been worked on, with some input from myself, but Philly Ron, Bosa from the King of the Hill League, Philly Ron, and Bobby Storm, and now, you know, we're ready to put it out there. So I'm going to go ahead and let Philly Ron make the announcement to the community, and then we'll talk a little bit about it.
All right, guys. In general, I've been working on this, basically just diving in it all week, trying to get everything prepared for this announcement tonight. So I don't want to actually seem that I'm saying I'm doing things verbatim, but what you all will see after this announcement is made, this document is going to hit all of the different websites out there so that you all can have this information in front of you. All right, so I basically put together kind of like a press release for this, but just diving into it. The main concern is, for the past few years, back when the MWS was really going strong, and then it was the other sites that were out there, the Madden Manias, Madden Nation, us, BG Sports, Madden Authority, and other sites of those natures, there was really no uniform between how people play. Now, the competitive or so-called tournament sites all had one specific way that you played the game. But when you got over to, like, let's say a Madden Nation who – I'm sorry, not Madden Nation, a Madden Mania who had specific rules, what I started to see was more of a split in the community. And it's not by choice. It was just that these people played a specific type of way, and it limited them from playing against tournament players. Not saying that the tournament player was right, not saying that the Mad Mania player was right. It's just that it was two different sets out there, and nobody was working to try to get both of those sides a little bit closer. So I guess I would say about 2 years ago, I started putting fillers out there through the different sites saying, you know, what do you guys think about just having a opening up, make the making of rules to other communities? And I would get a lot of feedback about why should we go over to those individuals because we're the tournament players, so everybody needs to adjust to us. But as long as that mindset was there, that was limiting the growth of the actual community. We have to take everybody's concerns into consideration. So what has happened? Me and Bobby have been talking, I guess, since January or so. I just wanted to start, you know, like, look, man, I'm interested in doing something with online and making it so that we can get some type of ranking point. And I know that hasn't really been said before. So this is what's really major about this. This year,
we're starting online ranking points. So what happens is you guys who play in tournaments, winners, runner-ups, and things like that, things of those nature, you get points for participating on it. You get the world ranking points. That's not going to change. That's going to still be in place. But now we will have online players playing in online leagues being sanctioned for world ranking points. So let's say, and we really don't want this to happen, but let's say someone plays in specifically online leagues, they will actually get points. They could actually outpoint somebody who plays in only tournaments. Now, we don't want that to happen. The reason, and the way that this thing is set up is so that that shouldn't happen, because in our infancy or in this beginning, we're going with, we're starting off with two specific leagues. That would be the EAFL league, the main league that T and Coach K run. All right, and then you will also have the King of the Hill League, which Boza and the South Florida Madden Ballers run. That's our start. That's what we're going to start with. And just to give you a little bit of background, this is how things is going to work. And when you see this document online, it's going to read exactly like this. T, I've actually sent you an update, you and Boza, an update of this document. All right, okay. In order to introduce online play into head-to-head tournament rankings, we have to make sure that the online community is following the same rules that are used in tournament play. For a complete listing of rulings, I want everybody to go check out www.gametimephilly.net/rules. That's where we have all our tournament rules. All right. In order for an online league or online tournament, now right now we're not dealing with the tournaments, we're just dealing with the leagues, but there has to be uniform. You have the Madden Challenge rules, you have tournament rules, and now you're going to have the online gaming leagues who are going to be positioned the same way. So you have a uniform set of rules across the board. You know, it's a little bit like, basically, it's like real football. Everybody play under the same rules. In baseball, you have teams that have different outfield limbs. So, you know, home runs aren't the same. We're not going to deal with any of that. We want everybody to have the same set of rules so that when an online player says, you know what, I'm ranked so-and-so and I can validate that, that's going to be held up against a tournament player who said, I went to two or three tournaments and this is the amount of points I have. You know, how can this online guy have these points? It's because everybody's playing against the same amount of – playing with the same rules, the same type of competitors, all right? So what I'm asking or what we're requiring is the minimum length of a sanctioned league has been set to 4 weeks. All right, this does not mean the season or the league can be a four-game season. I want people to understand that. You can't get together with 15, 16 of your friends, say we're going to play a four-game season, and we're going to get points for that. That's not going to happen. There's also a way that you're going to have to go about getting sanctioned, and I'll mention that in a moment. All right, so basically the minimum length, like I was saying, is a four-game season, but a length of time is really a length of time to complete a full 16-game season plus playoffs. Ranking points will be awarded to the league champion and runner-up. All right. The point totals can be changed, but as of right now, we're looking at, for sanctioned online Madden League, the champion will receive 100 ranking points. The runner-up will receive 50 points. All right. Initially, when we were writing this up, sending it over to Boza, sending it over to T, there was something I was saying that we were going to do this only once every other month. We're going to mix that all together. You can do every season that you run, you can get ranking points for that. But this is for the major seasons only. All right. So because there are tournaments that are held on a monthly basis. So I want to make sure that the online community is getting a fair shot, just like those people who are playing in local tournaments on a month-to-month basis who are playing under a sanctioned ballers group. I want you to be able to have those same ranking points that they would get. All right. There's an eligibility standard. So here's the eligibility standard. In order to have a sanctioned online league, the league must have at least one quarter of its participants with tournament experience. This is important because in our infancy, we want to make sure that the rules are followed and play is on par with tournament play. By doing this, we will be able to make sure that online players transition easily to tournament play. All right. When you're dealing with competitive play, we want to make sure everybody is on the same page.
So if you have at least, and we're talking about a 32-man league, you're talking about with eight guys. So we need eight guys in that league to have some type of tournament experience. That way we can make sure that people are playing correctly, people are getting that same type of feel that they would get at a tournament. Now, what could happen is you could have eight guys who played in tournaments and the rest of the guys who didn't. But over the length of that season, the skill of those tournament players, and I don't mean to offend any online players at all, but just based off of personal experience, those tournament players should be able to raise the caliber of play that is happening in the league. And if it's the other way around, that's fine. But this time, starting this year, everybody will be able to get ranking points, and because of that, you know, we can. If the online guys were actually better or pushing it or making the tournament players a little bit better, so when they come into tournaments they would do all right, you're gonna have a way to have that validated this year. So basically, that's the gist of the announcement. It is a major thing because it hasn't been tried before. We really trust that this will work. I was speaking to Bobby earlier today, trying to get him to come on. He's at work right now, so he can't make it. But basically, he was saying, well, look, man, me and you have been in this thing from day one. I've trusted any recommendation you've made. Everything's been straight up and down. So if you say this is good, this is how it's going. So that's how everything is rolling. I'm glad to announce that the EAFL is one of our initial leagues. I'm glad to announce that the King of the Hill League is one of our initial leagues. All right, so if you're a baller that is in these leagues, you know, you should be happy right now that you are getting the opportunity to compete, and that opportunity to compete will now be recognized if you so-called win the league or if you're the runner-up in the league.
Okay. And just to clarify that for the EAFL, we have many leagues. It is only, for everyone out there that's in our league, it is only the major league, the main EAFL 360 league, and actually the head commish of that league is Tiki Sun, a.k.a. Nelly Nell. Coach K is a co-commissioner all the way around, but Nelly Nell actually is the direct commissioner over that league. And it is only that league that's our highest level of competition. And so anybody who's in any of the minor leagues trying to work their way up, it just gives you another motivating factor to really want to work hard and get promoted. But I also want to clarify that we are going to monitor this because it is important that we keep the integrity of what Philly Ron and Commish Storm are trying to do here. And so I'm sure that I can speak for Boza and the King of the Hill League and say we're going to really pay close attention to this and really protect the integrity of this because we're all for it. I think it's a great idea. I think that it certainly it sends a message to the community that you can play in a well-run, established online league that has met the sanctioning requirements, you know, of Storm and of Philly Ron, that meets those requirements, and now you're playing your games and potentially able to earn points and be on the same level as the guys that are out there just doing the tournaments. So hopefully this will encourage some of the tournament guys that are out there to say, hey, you know, in between tournaments, let me join one of these leagues. Let me join and play a season or two in these leagues, and let me test my skills. We've been trying to get these guys to come in here for the longest because we think our ballers are just as good. And so, you know, as they say, if the mountain doesn't come to Muhammad, Muhammad will come to the mountain. So what we did was we sent guys out to the tournament and proved that we can compete. Well, now this gives, you know, it gives them an incentive to come and join any of the leagues that are sanctioned, and it's not just – you know, it's not just practice. You actually can get some points. I think, Ron, I think this is tremendous. I really commend you for what you're doing here.
I appreciate it. It's major because it's been something that we have not tried, but we have been talking about for years. And instead of letting it go another year and, you know, something else come up, we just said, listen, let's do it right now. And the reason why we're doing that is because, you know, what actually really helps this is the fact that this year everybody should be going pure 360. I know the game is being made on other platforms, but as far as competitive play, everything should be moving toward the 360 or the PS3. Let's just say the next-gen versions of the game. So with that being said, let's make sure that we touch everybody this year. Plus, on top of that, it was some guys who I met last year who were online players who came out to tournaments and did well. You know, the guys from the EAFL that I met, and the guy Cutler Killer who I met at one of our players' bowls. So because I'm sitting here saying, okay, well, who are these guys as I walk around with my camera? And I say, okay, well, hold on, they're from the EAFL. Okay, this guy we got a guy, Cutler Killer, saying he's the number one guy online, and they're actually coming to our tournaments, and they're competing and doing well. So that says, listen, stop ignoring these guys, and as a community, or you're supposed to be a community leader, you go and reach out and say, listen, man, I'm interested in what you guys are doing. You guys have showed that you all are serious ballers, and how can we continue to grow this thing? How can we bring in more people or broaden this aspect so that everybody can be, you know, can have some way of competing in here? It's not fair for a lot of guys who don't spend the money to go all around the country to compete. I understand that. That's not really fair for a tournament player to say that's the only way that you can get ranking. So now we're bringing it in so that you can play from the comfort of your house and be able to still get ranking points. So there's no excuse out there for anybody. If you want to play and you're interested in getting ranking points, you have, as of right now, this moment, you have two leagues that you can go to. You can join the EAFL. In the document, I'll have that. It's www.EAFLMadden.com/, I believe it's join, right, .htm?
Yes, yes.
And then you have the King of the Hill League, which I've also put in there, and I don't have the actual address off the top of my head, but I believe Bose's website is www.sfmb.com, and if not, just put South Florida Madden Ballers in there. Now, it will be open for other leagues to join, and that information will be posted in the document on the different message boards as soon as the show is over. But for right now, our initial leagues that start when Madden drops or whenever, they're going to start with these two leagues, and then you'll be able to submit requests to me, and I'll make sure I look through everything and then say, listen, you know, you can play a sanctioned league or whatever. I'm going to be real strict about it because I don't want to water down the competition. All right, so we're not taking any offense to anybody. It's a business. You got to look at a league. You got to say, are they worth doing this or that with? And then, you know, say, here's the sanction. If you don't want to line up with how the rules are set, then you don't have to. It's not a knock on you or anything that you're doing. It's just that at this particular time, I'm interested in playing for ranking points. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with the competitiveness of your individual league. It's just that you have to align a certain way in order to get world ranking points through tournament play and, you know, and or whatever. So I'm hope everybody is pretty excited about that. And if I can, real quick, I just wanted to mention something, and that is this actually started. I want to give some people credit. This actually started a few years ago. Like I said, the MWS was ran by a guy by the name of, and it's still run by a guy by the name of Swami. We all call him Swami. His real name is Israel Charles. And what we do is he actually had tournament play. So this was done before. He was the only person to ever try the online ranking, but it was specifically for the guys who were in the MWS. So now we're broadening the aspect of it. But in doing that, I want to make sure that everybody knows that there was a guy before me, before Bobby, who was trying this, and his name was Swami. So we just want to make sure he gets credit as well. And that's pretty much it. I'm happy that we were able to knock this out. It's been going on since, like April or something. So I'm just happy we can actually get it out there. And to make this even more of an interesting thing, next week I plan to have the preseason online rankings as far as who I feel will be the top 10, top 20 coming up this year like I did last year.
And it's great. And, you know, just a couple of maybe housekeeping things. You know, I'll post the press release on our message boards as well. But I want to kind of send a message to my league that we don't know how people are going to react to this. We are certainly hoping that this is embraced well by the community in general. But, you know, any good attempt to try to bring people together is always met with dissension. There's always somebody that's going to try to throw sand and salt and try to, you know, say that there's something wrong with this and not going to like it. And I don't know who they are, but, I can be honest and say I expect that there's going to be some comments out there on message boards against what is trying to be done here, and maybe even directly against my league or against Bose's league, you know, guys that have been in the league and saying, oh, those leagues ain't this, ain't that. I want to ask everybody that's affiliated with the EAFL to not respond to any of that stuff. I will respond personally to things out there that I think need to be responded to, but I would ask everyone to, you know, I appreciate the fact that we are a tight-knit league and guys will jump up in our defense in a second on our message boards, on other message boards, but I am so excited about this, and I want to make sure that we handle this in a certain way where we are embracing this and not creating enemies and not creating dissension, that I would prefer to be the one personally to respond to people that say specific things about my league. So if anybody sees these things, instead of just hitting reply and wanting to blast somebody, just send me a link. You guys all have my email. You have my PM. You can call me and tell me. And just say, hey, T, I don't know if you want to respond to this, but I saw this. And I'm not going to respond to all of them because, quite frankly, it's not really going to be worth my time. But there will be some out there that I may choose to want to comment on. And I'm sure, you know, Ron will be out there policing some of the boards and doing his best to comment and to clarify on things. But I just don't want this to turn into any level of negativity or hatred on our part. You know, if other people want to do that, hey, that's on them. But I don't want us to contribute to any of that. I want this to be what it really is, which is something that is positive for the community, positive for the tournament scene, and positive for any serious Madden baller that's looking for another way to get on those rankings and to earn some ranking points. It's nothing but positive all the way around.
And on top of that, I just let it also be known that I came to you. I came to you guys. They were not – The AFL wasn't out there trying to say, well, I need something to validate what I'm doing. I came to you all saying, look, I like what you all have here, and I think that I may have something that can help, you know, broaden it, help get a little more notoriety out there. So it's nothing that you guys have done, you know, to even warrant any anger or anything. I've come to two groups to say, listen, this is an idea that I have or that we have, and we want to make sure that it gets off the right way, and we believe that you two groups will be able to help that happen. So don't fault T for this at all. This is Ryan coming to T saying, listen, you have something that I feel comfortable putting my name behind. You know, while we're talking right now, this information is on the EA community leaders forums. So all the community leaders have access to this. So I'm putting my name behind this. I'm putting Bobby stepping out on my word on this. So that's if you want to fault anybody, you all fault me. But I don't. It isn't even needed for any fault. What we're doing is growing the community. And on top of that, just one more thing for you. Sure. I just wanted to say and I really wanted to mention this to you before. I like. The one thing that I really like about this is seeing what you guys are doing right before it really blows up. And I'm not saying that we're the reason why this is blowing up, but from coming through it myself, starting off with Bobby, when we only had 8 guys, which represented game time, and then a year after taking it online, we had about 90 or so guys join our crew, to then moving on to helping Big B, you know, start the WBC, where we actually ran with RJ and then Squeeze and Big B basically gave you what you see in the EMB right now. So I've seen things start from its infancy to grow. So I'm happy to see, like, you guys, how you're in position and how you're right at the cusp of basically greatness. I'm not over exaggerating or anything. You can see it. So I just wanted to make sure that you know, because I know a lot of people don't always give people credit. So I want you to know that there's people out here who see what you guys are doing and appreciate the stuff that you're doing. So continue to keep doing what you're doing the way that you're doing it. All right.
Well, I appreciate that, Ron. I really do. Anytime I get a compliment, I almost hate to get them because it I'm one piece to a large puzzle with a lot of pieces that work really hard. You know, Coach K, Nelly Nell, you know, Bama, Train, and you know, the list, Wingman, the list goes on and on of guys, and I'm missing a lot of guys that have contributed and will continue to contribute to what we are doing here. So it is nice to know that. You know, that at the end of the day, people see it and we can get, a reward like this. This is how I view it. I view it as a reward, you know, for the work that we've done is to have, you know, someone like yourself and some of your people come and saying, you guys are doing great. Hey, why don't you join us and be a part of this? That we love that. That's what we've been preaching for a long time is, you know, some people start leagues, and I was talking with Coach K on the phone earlier today. He said, you know, some people, they start leagues, they run their one league, and they're happy and they're content. And more power to them if that's what they want. You know, if you want to have a hot dog stand on the corner and that's what you want to do and you're happy and you're content, congratulations, I'm happy for you. You know, I want to own the hot dog factory. You know what I mean? And so that's kind of where I've been from day one is we're going to own the hot dog factory and we're going to make this in a positive way as big as we can make it, as big as we can sustain it and really offer something, you know, that contributes a good, solid Madden to the community. And so far, so good. You know, so far, so good.
Well, again, man, it's always great talking to you. I can't wait to spend more time talking to you, picking your brain, because like you said last week, you have a few years on me, so there's some things that, you know, I need to learn from you as far as on the business side of things. So, I really appreciate, you know, every time that you let me on the show, and look forward to learning more from you as well.
Well, I appreciate it, Ron. I appreciate having you on the show. And, you know, let Bobby Storm know that we look forward to maybe in the future we can have a show that he can make and he can come on and say some things as well.
All right, man. You have a great night. Have a great week.
All right. All right, you too. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. So that's the announcement, guys. You heard it live. You heard it from myself and from Philly Ron. And just a reminder, Philly Ron also works for VG Sports, and he's a writer over there, and he writes schemes and things. And, we put in a free plug for VG Sports. And, this is huge. I mean, this is, you know, if you don't really understand what just happened, it will take some time probably for it to sink in. But it really is. It's a big deal to now be able to say that if you win the EAFL Super Bowl, that those points will go towards the world rankings of Madden. And, I do want to address a concern that I'm sure is out there, and that is rules. I knew when this was announced that one of the first concerns would be rules and how are we going to, you know, what's this going to mean for the EAFL rules? Well, we don't know at this point because I did speak with Ron today and we talked about, you know, what's going to happen for the Madden 09 rules for the tournament. And I will have some input there as, Ron will ask me some things and I'm sure Boza will have some input. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to decide what the rules are. And they pretty much mirror what we've done traditionally, which is, you know, no glitching, but, you know, pretty much a freestyle type game of Madden is what they promote. In no way, shape, or form is the tournament seen a sim league or a sim scene. It is definitely a freestyle, but there will be some limitations. For instance, in the 08 game, offense for defense and defense for offense substitutions were not allowed. So putting a wide receiver as a defensive back or a defensive back as a wide receiver, you know, it wasn't allowed. So that would mean that if that rule carries through to 09, then that will be a rule that we will adopt in the EAFL. Based on what I read, that is the only rule that jumped out at me as to something that guys might in my league have an issue with. But, you know, I'm here to make the tough decisions. And, you know, when we decided to go to Sports Gamer, I gave up a lot to go to Sports Gamer. I no longer control the forums. You know, the forums don't say EAFL on them anymore. They say Sports Gamer. So we gave up our autonomy at the risk of being a part of a larger gaming community and exposing ourselves to more ballers and exposing ourselves to, you know, Madden or, you know, on a different level. And I think so far it was a good decision. I think the decision to do this with Philly Ron and a Game Time Philly crew, it might mean that we lose out a couple of the rules that we've always had. But overall, you know, we've said that we watch what the tournaments do and we represent the tournament scene. So now it's time for us to put our money where our mouth is. If we are truly a league that represents the tournament scene and does what the tournaments do, then there is no better opportunity to show that than to embrace, you know, this particular change that's happening. And I embrace it wholeheartedly. I do. I am 100% for this. And like Ron said, you know, other leagues will try to become, and he's going to be the gatekeeper. You know, he's not, you know, for all you leagues out there that are listening, I certainly encourage you to read the How to Become Sanctioned and contact Philly Ron and, you know, go through the process. And I want to echo what he said. We didn't go to him. He came to us because he's been a part of our league. He's been a part of King of the Hill League, and he's seen how we do what we do. And quite frankly, we are kind of setting a standard that leagues have to meet. And if you can't meet that standard, doesn't mean your league is bad. It just means that you're not going to fit what they're trying to do. And that's it. Simple as that. So I hope that people understand that and don't take it personal. But, you know, certainly talk to Ron and see what you can do there. And we will work hard to maintain what we've done and to continue to grow. But I am committed to keeping the integrity of this system intact. And everything that we do will keep this intact. One last thing I want to say, and then I'm gonna bring Coach K on and get his comments. I want to kind of get everyone to get a sense of how serious this is when we talk about ranking points. You know, right now, and this is something that's going to be posted, so this isn't private information. When I get off the show, I'm going to post the press release I'm reading the chat room, and I'm also reading my instant messages all at the same time as I'm also doing this, so forgive me if I pause and stammer a little bit. I apologize. But just to give a sense of what this means, you know, the National EA Madden Challenge Champion will get 900 points. A regional winner will get 250 points. A regional finals runner-up will get 100 points. And a Madden League champion will also get 100 points. I think that's extremely fair. I think that fits right in line. So you come into the league and you win the Super Bowl in the major league and you get 100 points, which would be the same amount of points as a regional finals runner-up. That's significant, guys. That is huge. I mean, we're not talking about you're going to come in and you're going to get 10 points. You're getting a significant amount of points on these rankings. It's huge. And I want everybody out there to really understand that. And we open up our arms to anybody that wants to join. EAFLMadden.com/join. And for King of the Hill League, it's King of the Hill Madden Xbox 360 League. And there's a lot of other words in it, but if you type in King of the Hill and Madden Xbox 360, you'll find their league. I normally don't promote other leagues because why would I? But in this case, we're in this together. I'm certainly have no problem promoting the King of the Hill League. I'm even going to reach out to Boza and see if I can get him to come on and talk with us sometime between now and when Madden 09 drops. Maybe we can get him, Philly Ron, and Bobby Storm all on at the same time. And one last time before I get Coach K on here to join me is, you know, I can't say enough kudos to Philly Ron, not just for making this happen, but the manner and his, you know, what he is trying to do is a positive thing for the entire community. This isn't just something that he's doing just for the EAFL. It is not about the EAFL. It is not about the King of the Hill League. We are vehicles, but this is not about that. This is about the Madden community and what we can offer to the Madden community. That's what this is really about. So I just want to just take another second to thank him and to really, really recognize the great work that he's doing. And I look forward to continuing to work with him and to talk about some Madden things. And hey, you know, as he said, I've got a few years on him, and maybe we can talk about some business things outside of Madden. Who knows? I mean, that's how things are done. But let me get Coach K on. I know Coach K is pretty excited about this. And you know, Coach K.
Gee, what's going on?
What's going on, man? Well, you know, the cat's finally out of the bag. You know, I can say now that Coach K, I did let him know a couple of weeks ago what was going on. Sworn to secrecy, so he couldn't tell anybody, but it was eating him up. So now that you can speak on it, Coach, you've heard Philly Ron's comments. Of course, you've heard my comments. You know, what do you think? What do you think about what you're hearing?
Hey, you know, it's definitely a big thing. It's an honor, especially to be recognized by organization such as the Madden Federation, you know, along with you know, Game Time Bobby, you know, Philly Ron, Boza, and the rest of the people in the Madden community that that feel that our league and you know, leagues like King of the Hill, you know, are places where they feel like that tournament level elite competition can be achieved, you know, on the internet. So I mean, that's definitely a big thing. And you know, the fact that they trust us to be vessels to expand on the community, you know, that's a big thing. It's a big responsibility, but I definitely think that we're ready to take it on, and I'm just I'm excited about the challenge.
Well, I definitely think we're ready. I think that the timing of this is perfect. I think a year ago, I don't know that we had the infrastructure prepared to handle this, but I definitely think we do now. You know, and I want to reiterate that I'm still looking for a PS3 commissioner. I've had guys instant message me, but I'd prefer it if you would either send me an email or a private message me, not instant message me, because when you shut down the instant message program, instant messenger's gone, and I can't remember who said they were interested. A few guys, the last time I did this, I mentioned it, three or four guys sent me an instant message saying, hey, I'm interested, and then that's it. Kind of shows me, since there's no follow-up, that maybe you're not commissioned material. Because if it was me and someone asked, I'd follow up. I'd follow up with an email or something, or even call them and say, hey, you know, you look for a commission. I haven't heard anything. What's going on? It's kind of like when you want a job. I mean, what do? You know, and no, I'm not paying you, but if you're serious, then get at me directly. Tell me you want to be a commissioner, PS3 League. Let's talk about it. My only requirement is you have the time to do it, and I'm really not interested in babysitting. So 14, 15, 16-year-olds, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. I'm looking for young men committed to the game, represent themselves well. Send me an email. Let's talk about it, and we'll go from there. And the other thing I just want to put out there, I want to remind everybody, and I'm going to bring Vince on in a second. Again, as this announcement goes around the message boards, and, you know, Philly Ron did a very good job of explaining to the community that we didn't approach him. King of the Hill League didn't approach him. He is affiliated with both, likes what he sees, and approached us, and we, like Coach K said, we're flattered to accept the offer. And I, you know, to me, it was a no-brainer right from the get-go. I didn't hesitate one second when he said it. I said, "Yep, let's do it. Tell me what you need," and that's been that. And so, if there's any hatred out there, I mean, there shouldn't be any hatred, but I know how this community works, and there's going to be somebody to throw some salt and some sand. And if that does happen, if it doesn't get embraced well, and people want to create issues, guys, please don't go after them and don't respond. Please, please, please respect my request to handle it myself. This is one thing that I will handle. Our positioning as being a part of this has been something I've been working out with Philly Ron, and I just want to continue to be the point person to handle this in the community, because it's that important that I want to do this myself. It doesn't mean that Coach K or Nelly Nell or any of the commissioners couldn't do it, but as Coach K said to me earlier, well, you've been the one a part of this from Philly Ron from the first time he contacted you, so you should go ahead and you should see it through. And I want to see this through, so respect that, guys. I'll put it on our message boards as well. I'll take care of it if there is any issues, questions about how people can get involved. But I think everybody knows, pretty much for us, it's business as usual. I mean, as people try to join the EAFL because they think that, you know, okay, let me join these leagues because I want to get some points, that's great. But pretty much for us, it's going to be business as usual. We know we're going to get a big rush at the beginning of Madden, and we're prepared for that, and it might even be more, and that's great. Guys are going to come in, and I don't particularly care who they are. They're going to have to come in, and they're going to join EAFL Europe, and they're going to have to show that they can play our style of ball, which is going to be the tournament style of ball as we've always played, and they're going to have to show some consistency, because you're not going to come into the major league that has been our backbone as far as consistency. We had 100% games played in June. That is unheard of for a Madden league that plays a season in 1 month to have every single game played. Playoffs finished early, June going into July just before the holiday. Unheard of. But that just shows what we have. Well, I'm not going to bring guys in because they got a name out there, jump them over the minor league, get them into the major league. They play 6 or 7 games, realize it's tougher than they thought, and drop out and say, screw it. You're going to have to come in and be serious about it, because that's the recipe that got us to where we are, and we're not changing that. And Philly Ron already said, do what you guys do. I like how you're doing it. No need to change it up. So we got an affirmation there. We're not going to change it up. So I'm not going to mention any names, but any of you top guys out there that want to join, we'd love to have you. Please join the league. We want you. Send, you know, EAFLmadden.com/join.htm. Fill out the form tonight. Tell me who you are. Tell me what your credentials are. I will process your request personally. Of course, I process them all personally. but I'll process your request personally, and you will get treated with respect. But you will have to go through our process. It's as simple as that. You will have to go through our process, and I hope people can certainly understand that. All right, let me bring on the Primetime King. Primetime, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Give me one second.
Yep. All right, we're gonna mute him out. We'll give him a minute. Let's see. Uncle Ant, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Now, I know you're fairly new to the league. When I say fairly new, I guess, 3 seasons maybe?
Yeah, 3 seasons.
Okay.
In the college football.
Okay.
I played 2 seasons for your Madden Football League.
Okay. All right. Great. Did you hear the announcement?
Yeah, I heard the announcement.
What'd you think?
I'm ready to get back into Madden.
Okay. You excited?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay. Good. That's what we
want to hear. Like, Daddy, what do you win? What do you win if you win at all? And I look at them like, well, it's really just all on the pride thing. But now that you guys said that, it's like, there's more motivation for me to just stay in these leagues.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you know, the fact that, I mean, I remember, you know, the first time we saw anybody from our league ranked was Bama, I believe. And
yeah.
it was just nice to see someone from the EAFL ranked on such a respected platform. And, you know, guys, you also got to know is, it's tough when you talk to people that aren't a part of the Madden community about this type of stuff, because to them it's just a video game and they don't get it. It really is about, you know, us, you know, us in the community. You know, this is what we do, and we certainly respect it, and we understand it. Sometimes we try to go outside the community and say, hey, guess what? We getting world ranking points for winning the Super Bowl. They're going to look at you like, oh, really? Well, that's nice. What's for dinner?
Yeah.
So, you know, but we all get it, and it'll be nice to see, you know, guys that are actually able to affect the tournament scene, not only just by going out there and playing in tournaments, but also winning Super Bowls in the EAFL. I mean, you know, we've always said winning a Super Bowl in EFL means something. Well, now we've got a respected entity saying, yeah, it means something. So that's great. That's great. All right, we're going to let you stay on with us, and let's see if the Primetime King is now ready to join us.
Okay.
Yo.
Vince.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So did you hear the announcement?
I did. Exciting stuff.
All right. What do you think, other than that?
It's big. It's bigger than what I, you know, first thought. When people get, you know, I guess lackadaisical, you know, they don't want to lab, and they use an excuse of, well, you know, they don't play hard in the season, or, you know, as a cop-out, Casper, you can't do that anymore, basically, in my thoughts. You can't do that anymore. You have something to play for, you know, from August to June, and, you know, it's great. You know, it gives everybody something to play for, make you want to play harder.
I agree with you, and you know what? It's funny. What you said also made me think, you know, a lot of times we take seasons off for whatever reason. I think a lot of these guys are going to rethink that now. You know, I think a lot of guys are going to rethink giving up their spot for a season, because the spot is going to be even more desired. And now you just gave up a shot at 50 or 100 points. You know,
right. You
just gave up a shot. You know, you win the Super Bowl and they say, okay, I won a Super Bowl, I'm going to take some time off. Hey, that's your choice. But if you are good enough to win it once, I mean, you're now, you know, what they say, you can't win if you don't play. Maybe we'll steal that line and make that one of our taglines. You know, you can't win any ranking points if you don't play. So, you know, I think people will rethink, you know, do they really want to, as I'm saying it, so is Commissioner Tiki over in for the 360 League. People will have to think long and hard about taking a break. That's absolutely right. So we're on the same page. You know,
there'll be a lot less Madden disc breaking.
Yeah, and I think for us, as we run the league, I think, you know, when we talk about, you know, okay, we're going to take a long break after Christmas, we're going to take a long summer break. I mean, now we're going to have to rethink. I'm not saying we won't take breaks, because we want to keep everything fresh, but we want to be fair and give people as many opportunities to earn points as possible. So, you know, maybe we don't take a 3-week break at Christmas time. Maybe we only take, you know, 1 week. Maybe we take Christmas to New Year's and that's it, and we jump right back in. I'm just right now brainstorming, because we have to look at this and see. But this will definitely have an impact on how we run the league, guys. You know, everyone out there listening and the guys on the call, I ask you to be patient, because, you know, this is just the announcement tonight. But now, after tonight and after we deal with people's response and reaction, now it's time to go to work. The other thing I wanted to mention that I'm not sure if Ron mentioned when he made the announcement is the point earnings will not begin until the Madden Challenge season begins. So more than likely, our first Super Bowl will probably not be for points. But then after that, and I think it makes sense, because if guys aren't in the league, we got guys out here earning points in the league, but there's no tournaments going on, so you can't earn points. There should be some consistency there. So when we see the Madden Challenge schedule, we'll get a sense of, okay, the first MC is this date. We'll see where we are. And more than likely, the first season may or may not count. But after the first season, every season should count after that. We should be in good shape. But I just want to warn people that the first one may or may not count, depending on when the MCs get cranking up.
And it also gives anyone a chance to, you know, get in the league and join. you know, it gives them time to, you know, join. And by the time, you know, maybe by the time they're able to make it up to the majors, if they can get there, they'll be able to play for points in the second season.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Now, are there? I'm looking at my instant messenger. I'm looking at the Blog Talk Radio chat, and I'm looking at the phone log and my email. All now, I'm scanning them all before I go into the week one review. Are there any questions out there that I can answer from anybody listening, any emails anyone wants to send in, or instant messenger, or in the chat room? Hit me right now. I'll give you 5 seconds.
Hey, T.
Any questions? Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yep.
No, this is Uncle Ann again.
Yeah, you got a question?
I just wanted to ask you a question. How do you make it to the majors, like once you're in the minors?
Good question. Coach K is the commissioner of EAFL Europe. How would someone earn their shot at the major league?
Oh, you don't have my PayPal information? Not PayPal. Anyway, so honestly, okay, there are a couple ways that can happen. Obviously, the kind of like the express route is winning the Super Bowl in EAFL Europe. That'll
okay.
put you right up there to get into the majors. And
okay.
then also, too, like people that have proved to be loyal, active, and consistent owners, you know, we're
okay.
looking for that, too, because that is what makes our league great. That's why we always have 100% completion in the major leagues, because we have good league members. Because the equation of a great baller always doesn't equal out to a good league member. So we always want to make sure that we give that good league member a chance. So those guys that stick it out and do their 16 games and communicate
yeah.
with us and everything like that, they get their shot, too, to make it to the majors.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
I did get a question. J-Bev asked about how many minute quarters, how many quarters – what about how many quarters in random teams? Okay, we are, as commissioners, meaning myself and Boza. I keep talking about Boza like I know him, and I've never talked with him. I know who he is. We've never spoke, but hopefully him and I can get together soon and just talk a little bit. I do understand he runs a great league, so King of the Hill League, you know, I hear they're a solid league as well. But to answer the question, we are given some flexibility on those types of things. You know, obviously we're going to be running all Madden. That's without a doubt. And assuming that, you know, I don't know if there's a hardcore ranked in Madden 09. If there's a hardcore ranked, then that's where we'll go. If it's not, then it'll be unranked all Madden, and we're going to stick with our four-minute quarters. Ron has said that that's fine, so that's what we're going to do. And we will continue to do the teams, and, you know, we will continue to draft as we've always drafted. The first season will be random, as always. And then after that, we will reverse draft just like the NFL. So those things we will not change. It fits well with what they are trying to do. You know, the worst players in the league get the best teams, and the best players get the worst teams. And that makes a lot of sense. And that's what's worked for us, and that's the way it's going to be. So we're not going to change that. I got a message. Ron is in our chat room. I want to thank him for hanging around. Kids must be in bed. and he said that he wrote this in the Prima magazine, which would be, I believe that's the strategy guide that will come out for Madden, if I remember correctly. And if it's not, someone can correct me, but I'm pretty sure that is. So that's huge, guys. I mean, it's what's going on here is huge. So let's see if I have any other questions here, and then I'm going to do a quick review.
I got one too.
Hold on. I got another one, and then I'll get yours, Vince.
All right.
No, the question is, if a guy has a great season, does he earn points? No, The only way to earn points is to be in the major league of the EAFL, which right now is only the EAFL 360 league run by Tiki Sun, a.k.a. Nelly Nell. And to win the Super Bowl or to be the runner-up in the Super Bowl. So making it to the Super Bowl will guarantee you points. Win, you get more. Lose, you still get some. But you can have a great undefeated season. You can go all the way up to the conference championship game. But if you do that and you do a Green Bay Packers from last year, you get no points. And quite frankly, I think that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. This is not about recognizing great seasons. This is about recognizing guys that win, and you got to win it all or get to the game and have your chance to win it all. And I'm 100% for that. Vince, you got a question?
Yeah, I stepped away for a second, so I guess you answered this already. But with the whole thing with us changing rules, milking, is that, you know, are we going to have that still or what?
You know, we are going to, you know, I asked Ron today about rules when we spoke on the phone, and we will, you know, what he said was that when the game drops, they don't have the 09 rules yet. When the game drops and they get some time to play the game and, you know, do their homework on seeing, you know, where the bugs are and where the glitches are, then they'll come up with their rules. They will allow some input, if I got this correctly, from myself and from Boza, just to kind of make sure that we're all on the same page. Input does not mean that we make the decisions. We don't, but we'll at least get a voice. And, you know, but they're pretty much going to be their tournament rules. And, you know, we will go by their tournament rules. Now, I don't think that we will in any way, shape, or form be allowing milking, and I don't think that that's going to affect whether they allow it in the tournaments or not. I think us not allowing it except for the last 2 minutes of each half like we do now should not affect, you know, the tournament picture. Now, that's just me. And my projection, you know, is it possible that this completely changes? Absolutely. But I don't foresee our rule of no milking up until the last minute having an impact on the tournament scene, because the tournament scene may also, you know, play smaller quarters. So there's a little bit of an adjustment. You know, we are allowed to run our league. And so as running our league, we are playing four-minute quarters, and we're playing 16 games in a season. So we have to make some allowances to keep the league competitive. If we allow milking from play one, it's going to really damage the competitive nature of the league. And then, you know, it really – you're not going to be able to get to the best guy. You're going to get to the guy that can milk the best, and that's not what we want. So I'm pretty sure – and Ron is in the chat room commenting now that he agrees with what I'm saying. And so – I'm pretty sure that what we have established as a no-milking environment, again, except for the last 2 minutes of the half and of the game, will continue to stay.
Yep.
So we're fine there. All right. I do want to take – I mean, we're running out of time, so the well, let me do this. Let me – because we're running out of time, let's see. Coach K, any other comments?
No, you know, it was a big announcement. Like I said before, we're honored about it, and it's good stuff. Looking forward to it.
Okay. All right, Kay, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling in, and I'll debrief with you later.
Yes, sir.
All right, take care.
All right.
Vince, any final words?
Oh, I agree with Coach K fully. Big things to come in 09.
Okay, great, great.
Yeah.
I'll just mute you because I think you're listening this way too, right?
Yep.
Okay. So thanks for your input. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Uncle Ant.
Yeah.
Appreciate all your support. Any final comments from you?
Nah, I just can't wait for the 09 season. And we have a game this week. So I guess if you want, you can send me a message. Because I can't find
your
information online. Yeah.
You're on my schedule? Okay. I'll hook up with you. I'll hook up
with
you. All right. Take care.
All right, man.
All right, and I have a 404 call, so let me grab this call real quick. 404
yo,
area code.
It is AOT, this is Boom.
Young Boom, what's happening?
Hey, so if you make it to the Super Bowl and you lose, how many points do you get?
50.
You get 50 points if you lose?
Yes.
And I guess 100 if you win?
100 if you win, 50 if you lose.
All right, that's all I needed. Uncle, hey, tell Uncle, hey, he on my schedule too. Me and him got a game if he's trying to play tonight.
All right,
man.
He just heard you.
All right. So.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Yeah.
All right. That was Young Boom. He's been out there on a tournament scene himself, and you know, knows a lot of the tournament ballers. So I figured he would be, and he's been connected with the EAFL for a while. So he's a guy that kind of comes and goes. So this will probably give him some motivation to stay in the league. And just real quick, I just want to look at the week one standings. Russ Bus with Tennessee is at 9-1, and he's got the best record in the national conference. In the American Conference, we've got Hayes at 8-2, and we have Joro at 5-0. And those would be probably the top guys over in the American Conference. A lot of games played in the first week, a lot of energy. A lot of our Madden guys stepped down to come into the NCAA League and to get that off on a solid footing, and so we're excited about that. Hey, I'm 2-1 right now on top of my division, but I got a lot of games played, but I'm pretty excited about how my season has started. And, you know, USC is fun to play with. So let me thank Philly Ron. Let me thank everybody over at Game Time Philly. Let me thank everybody in the EAFL. Too many names to mention. Join the EAFL, EAFLMadden.com/join if you want to be a part of the league. But remember to join the EAFL, because in the EAFL, that's where all feuds are settled on the field, baby. Take care. We'll see you next time.